Message number 466. Virgin Mary, the world has been turned upside down by paganism. Saturday, June 23, 2012 at 10:50 a.m. My children, I call you all to join in prayer for the conversion of sinners and to continue your daily prayers. Fasting will save so many souls and is a great gift to my beloved son. So many people in the world have turned away from my son. How he weeps at this time. He loves them so much, and it is heartbreaking to watch, especially the disloyalty of those who accept that he is the true Son of God the Most High. The world has been turned upside down by paganism. It has become a place of confusion, hatred, turmoil, and unrest. This is like the state of hell, although nothing as terrifying or as painful. Yet the power of the evil one has created this hateful tension, and it surrounds all of God's children. Few are left untouched by the venom which is being spread in every nation by the darkness. So many are blinded by this darkness and feel no hope. Many who do not turn to God and continue along a path which brings them much unhappiness. Those who love God but pay little attention to Him through prayer are just as helpless. Only prayer, devotion, and sacrifice can bring you close to God. Nothing else will bring you peace. Pray, pray, pray for souls who idolize false gods. They are in much need of prayer at this time. Pray for those tempted by the evil one who causes hardship to those under their control. They have little time before the confession, the warning. When that day comes, they must show humility when the truth is revealed to them. My son's great plan to save much of humanity is about to be revealed to the world. Many will not be saved. This is why all his loving disciples have such a responsibility now to pray for conversion to save as many souls as possible. Go in peace, my children, comfortable in the knowledge that my son is ever merciful. He wants to save all, and the confession is the gift he presents to the world to do this. The warning is the biggest gift to humanity since his death on the cross. Rejoice, for many souls who would otherwise have been tormented in hell for eternity can be saved and be given the gift of eternal life. Thank you for responding to this call from heaven. Your beloved Mother of God, Mother of Salvation.